This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bergarelli reporting from Summit Fund 2017 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm with Alan Schrader of Lightspeed Aviation. Alan, we're going to talk about headset technology here in a moment, particularly the Zulu 3, but some confusion in a video I did about your new Zulu 3 is out. You're selling it. Owners of existing Zulu 2 can upgrade, but you don't have that on your website yet. So where do you stand on all that? What do people need to do?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. No, it might look a little confusing. Yes, we, you know, my personal belief is that the folks that have bought our products prior to our new innovations, we always want to give them access to that. And you're right, Paul. We have a solution called converting. You can convert your Zulu 2 to a Zulu 3. The cost is $150, and with that, you get a whole new lower cable assembly, including the Kevlar cables, a new battery box, and we also then we also put new soft goods on. So the new wedge air seals, the angled air seals, will be part of the conversion for you. And we also extend your warranty 2 years. So if you currently had a four-year-old Zulu 2, we'd make a note, and now you'd have a four-year-old that could go to seven years of warranty coverage. So at $150, it was my commitment to make a way for the guys who had invested most recently in our designs to have an economic way to take advantage of the new stuff.
Okay, thanks. I wanted to ask you about where we are with the technology. Are we at peak noise cancellation here? This technology has come a long way in the last even 5 years. The headsets cancel better, they sound better, they play music spectacularly well. Where does it go from here, and how much better can it get, and what can you do to enhance the product or introduce new products?
Thanks, Paul. Good question, and it's one obviously we're always looking at. You know our history that we had come out with the PFX product 4 years ago and the Tango product now a year and a half ago, both of which were intended to provide additional options in the head-worn communication world of aviation. So the wireless Tango product, great product, but I think it has more of a niche use than an ongoing mainstream use, just as PFX, which was and is still the quietest headset. With it came a lot of additional overhead relative to battery life and a little bit of complexity. So Zulu 3 ends up sitting right in the middle. It's the sweet spot of amazing quieting performance and audio performance with a simple one-button, very durable solution. So, yeah, what could be next? I think there's little reason to make a headset even quieter than the headsets that are out there today. They're all very quiet to extremely very quiet, I guess. You know, you've rated other ones too, and I think you know the Bose and the A20 and the Zulu are probably the quietest, but there are others that are very nicely quiet and work well. So I think it's hard. We learned from PFX that it's hard to change everybody's life with a little more quieting, and PFX is a little more quiet, but that didn't really move the dial. And I think functionality and feature-wise, you know, 10 years ago we launched Zulu with a whole bunch of innovative features around how it fits and Bluetooth technology and all that. That's now standard. Everybody has that. And so there's really no difference in functionality and very little difference in quieting today. And I'm not sure there's a way to move the dial on those. Zulu 3 moved the dial on comfort and durability, new air seals, and the Kevlar cables. But I think wearability, we have to look at wearability in a different way now and look at other ways, for instance, to put active noise into earbuds, because that's not something that's been done so far. Not everybody likes earbuds, though. So, but that quieting technology is something that's evolving quite nicely. It's hard to say. I think wearability is the place that will continue to put a lot of our focus. And Zulu 3 is a winner, partly because of wearability improvements. But that's probably the challenge. It's not quiet, and it's not functionality, and it's not even connectivity. So it must be around wearability.
The Tango was your first, at least on the aviation side, effort at a completely wireless headset. Will the technology advance to the point that the Tango would be the equivalent of putting on a 03 with no wires? Is that possible to get there?
It is, and you might imagine we looked at that. Obviously, we took the Sierra platform and made it into the Tango product. The basic trade-off, though, I think we've learned, and customers have learned, our customers who've tried them both, is it's a little bit of a compromise in a variety of areas, from a Zulu to a Tango. It's a little bit heavier. It's a little bit bulkier. You know, you've now got a rechargeable battery solution that you have to try to manage. User controls are not quite as intuitive. So those are all, you know, they're very workable trade-offs, but they're trade-offs against a good wired Zulu 3 type of solution. And so the question of can we make it smaller and put it into Zulu, it'll still be bigger and a little heavier and bulkier than a Zulu with controls that are not as intuitive. Those things are just a fact in that. And so it's hard to envision where there's enough of a breakthrough that that would cause people to go, oh my gosh, I want to go from wired to wireless.
Last, before we go, you talked here about Zulu technology, noise canceling headset and the helmet, which you're now bringing out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. We decided that we would start to take our technology and make that available to people who are wearing helmets. In the helmet world, there's been a very average, not very excellent quieting technology available. And obviously, a lot of people who had Zulus said, hey, can I put my cups in my helmet? And so we went and, you know, custom designed new cups and a whole new harness system and the Kevlar cables to provide that functionality. And the big breakthrough there is both in the quieting and also warranty. We work through certified suppliers to provide a warrantied solution. Nobody else offers that in a helmet. And so there's a couple people here at the show and then a variety of people through our website that are slowly being able to integrate that into their helmets. And we're happy to offer Lightspeed acoustic solutions in a market that needs more quieting.
Well, thanks very much, Alan. We've been speaking with Alan Schrader of Lightspeed Aviation. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2017. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.